Welcome to this podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline Leaf. Today, we're going to be talking about the gut-brain connection and neuroscience and emotions and eating. Eating is not just a biological function for survival. Obviously, we need to eat to survive, but it's a highly thinking event. That's why this book is titled, the book that I'm talking from, Think and Eat Yourself Smart. Your mind is 80% of the eating. So when you consume food, it's so normal, but it's a highly emotional and metacognitive event. And what I'm saying by that is that your emotions really do influence how your digestive system is working, every part of your digestive system, down to the enzymes and the peptides that are needed for the nutritional content to be absorbed up into your cells and your bloodstream. Everything is influenced by how you're thinking. I mean, if you're in a bad mood, that affects how your body's going to digest that healthy organic kale salad or whatever it is that you're eating. If you think of it as well, you know, the whole thing of eating, it's not just for biological survival, as I already mentioned, but it's always throughout history, eating has been a very social event, gathering around a table, eating food. It's been a way for us to celebrate. I mean, can you imagine a party without food, or, you know, getting together with family without having a meal? You know, think of Thanksgiving, think of Christmas. It's always something to celebrate, etc. Meals are very often a focal point for emotion, for social gatherings. So there's an emotional content behind you with your loved ones. You're having fun. So there's the whole thing of emotions around eating. So yes, it's for biological survival, but emotions and mind are actually 80% of how well you're going to digest that food. I want to talk now about how this works on a scientific level, because it's actually quite fascinating. So we have what we call the gut-brain connection, which I'm sure you've heard about, and it's a two-way communication, which means that it's controlled by our thought lives. Our thought lives control our digestive system, and then our digestive system feeds back into our brain. So we've got this two-way street going on. It's controlled, our actual gut is controlled by our thought lives. Our gut is controlled by our thought life. I don't know if you realize that before. Your thought, what you're thinking about, is controlling your gut. So what we put in our gut affects our mind, and what we put in our mind affects our gut. Did you know that 95% of serotonin, which is the feel-good neurochemical, and 50% of dopamine, which is known as the focus neurotransmitter, are actually produced in your gut? Most people, when you think of the word serotonin, people immediately think of brain. 95% comes from your gut. And if you're not eating properly, it actually affects the amount of serotonin that is moving through your body and flowing through your body. So very often, this is why mood and mind health is related to what you're consuming, because you need serotonin. It's a massive part of mental functioning, memory formation, and all kinds of things related to mind when you're eating. So your food stimulates your gut to release serotonin. That's super important for memory and mind functioning. You also get you also have these great good gut bacteria, which I'm also pretty certain you've heard about, and they produce a benzodiazepine-like substance, a natural substance that calms the mind. But when you eat bad food, that substance is not released, so you don't get that wonderful benefit. So healthy eating stimulates your memory, your intelligence, and helps you to feel calm. I mean, there's all these wonderful links in this gut-brain connection. In fact, our gastrointestinal system is controlled by what we call the enteric nervous system. So it's got its own nervous system. In fact, there are 200 to 600 million nerve cells controlling all aspects of digestion. And that's more nerve cells than in the spinal cord. So you have more nerve cells in your gut than you have in your spinal cord. All these nerves in your gut are connected to the central nervous system, which is your brain, and it uses the same tissue and same neurotransmitters. So the stuff in your brain is the same stuff in your gut when it comes to brain stuff, neurons, etc. So there's a constant communication going on between the guts and the brain, and this back and forth communication tells us when we're full and when we are anxious, and why anxiety can ruin appetite or make you feel bloated. Anxiety can make you feel bloated. So if you're anxious and you maybe can't fall asleep at night, and suddenly your stomach blows up, or you're at a function, or you're going somewhere and your stomach blows up, check your anxiety levels, because there's a direct link. The GI tract is also very, very sensitive to our emotions, as I've been saying, because it's connected to the brain's hypothalamus specifically, which is a little structure deep down inside the brain, which is very often called the brain of the endocrine system, because it controls feelings of when you're full and when you're hungry, and it deals with our emotional state of mind as well. So this little hypothalamus is involved in telling you when you're hungry, when you're full, and what kind of emotions you have. So they're linked. It's controlling those things together from that little part of your brain. brain. So when that means that when we are eating good food, it functions properly, but when we're eating bad food, it gets affected. When we have toxic thoughts, it gets affected. So these things all work together. So research shows that deep thinking, tuning into your emotions, being aware of how you feel in the moment, be aware of how your body feels, will improve your health, your weight loss, and keep the weight off and keep your mind healthier. So self-reflection, being more self-regulatory. You know that thing that we talk about gut feeling? It's in my gut. You know, we even touch our gut. I feel it in my gut. You know, that almost that confirmation that this is true. We touch we hold our stomachs. This gut feeling comes from these neurons and these neuropeptides and these receptors in your small and your large intestine, exchanging information with each other. So there's this little conversation going on, and with the brain. So we've got this little conversation going on in our gut and between our brain and our gut, all driven by what you are actually thinking about, because you are driving that little chattering that's going on. So emotions affect our digestion. Emotions affect our choices. Choices and emotions affect our digestion, back and forth. And research shows that increased emotional awareness, that's being aware of how you feel in the moment. Are you excited? Are you unhappy? Are you worried? Are you anxious? Are you frustrated? Are you irritated? And mindfulness, these things will improve food choices and eating habits, and is more effective at controlling weight than food labeling. So it's more effective than food labeling. Studies show a thinking approach and self-awareness will improve GI function. In fact, this is the go-to treatment for things like IBS. So I know with myself, I feel anxious, or I'm maybe worried about my kids, if something's happened, or I'm anxious about this. Now, I immediately know that I must control that, because immediately my body responds. I'll be totally calm and whatever, and then suddenly I have a sore stomach, or suddenly I have a really bloated stomach. So I can see that, and then I know immediately. I've learned to listen to my body. I use my body's discomfort zones, which is, okay, now my stomach is bloating, or I've got a sore stomach and I was fine 5 minutes ago. Then I know I'm doing something with my mind. So this is a tremendous gift, to be able to self-monitor where you're at and to control your emotions and control your thought life. So here's another really cool example. Your pancreas is deeply involved in the digestive process. It's part of the digestion, the whole digestive tract, and everything works together. But the pancreas, I'm just going to talk about for a moment. It secretes 20 emotionally laden peptides. These are neuropeptides. These are special chemicals that are emotionally laden, which means that they respond to emotions, okay? So they tell us when we feel full or hungry, and they regulate the assimilation and storage of nutrients from food. Now, toxic emotions will affect both of these processes. So if you're toxic, if you stress eat, you're actually going to affect your pancreas, and your pancreas, instead of secreting those 20 emotionally laden peptides that are essential for assimilation and nutrition, are going to be affected, and you may not secrete all 20, you may only secrete a few, whatever. It's going to be messed up, and that's going to mess up your digestive system, which is why it gives you the bloating or the stomach cramps. And that's just one. You've got a whole lot of parts of your digestive system. So when one goes out, the whole lot go out. Things like toxic stress, when you're under toxic stress and you're not controlling your stress, this, for example, will inhibit gastrointestinal secretion. What that means is that your gut secretes these special mucus and various different things that you need for digestion and for a million different things. And when you're stressed, you don't have as much, which affects digestion, affects the way you feel, can lead to irritable bowel syndrome and so on. Toxic stress can reduce the blood flow to the gut. We do not want that happening. If you don't have enough blood flow to your gut cannot do what it's supposed to do. You will get a sore stomach. You will get all kinds of stuff. It will decrease nutrient absorption. So that means that if you're in toxic stress, you may be eating a super healthy grass-fed salad or something, and a grass-fed meat or whatever, and you're not going to get the nutrients. It will reduce the regenerative capacity of the intestinal mucosa. Your gut is lined with the special mucus membrane, and as you are eating, it gets used up. It has to be replaced. And if that doesn't get replaced, it will lead to stomach problems. As you can hear, there's a multitude of things that go wrong. When our emotions are not right, it affects the functioning of the gut, bloating, diarrhea, irritating colon, constipation, all these kind of things. So therefore, we need to watch reactive eating. We need to watch that we're not comfort eating, reactive eating. We need to be deliberately examining our mindsets before we eat. Let me stress that again. This is really an important tip. Don't reactive eat. Don't stress eat. Be very, very deliberate about examining your mindsets. What state of mind that you're in? What are your emotions? Self-regulate how you are feeling and how your body is feeling before you eat. And if you're worked up, don't eat. Wait until you're calm, until you eat. So it's good to fast. It's good for your brain. I've talked about this in my chapters extensively, in chapters 12 and chapter 14 of my book called Think and Eat Yourself Smart. You'll also find lots of information and videos on this in my online program called 63 Days to Think and Eat Yourself Smart. So remember that tip, don't stress eat. Your emotions affect your digestion. This is Dr. Caroline Leaf. Thank you for joining me today.